Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
So we got some quarterback decisions in college football. Steve Angeli, who was at Notre Dame last year, is now the starting quarterback for Syracuse. He takes over for Kyle McCord, who's now, what, is he a Steeler? No, it's not. Will Howard's a Steeler. Where's Kyle McCord? I don't remember.
Philadelphia Eagle.
Okay. Julian Sain is the quarterback at Ohio State. Yeah, I knew that one. Come on, man. I didn't know where...
I thought you were quizzing me.
No, I didn't know where Kyle McCord wound up as an NFL quarterback.
The defending champions.
The defending champions, correct, have named...
They decided, how do we get better? Kyle McCord.
They did not go into the transfer portal. Ryan Day spoke to that. We've talked about it. He wanted to develop the guys in-house as opposed to doing what he did to go win a title. Desperate to win one. Got Kyle McCord, and it worked out. Now they're going to go with guys they've recruited. And the guy in question is a guy they recruited off Alabama's roster in Julian Sain. So he will be their guy. That's who Texas will see in week one in Columbus. So we'll see if they made the right decision, not just naming Sain the starter, but not going for more experience out of the portal and not investing in that position in that way. We know around the country – transfer portal quarterbacks are always an option for the top teams. We talked about it, some of the lack of stability at the quarterback position with the top 10 teams. We talk about Steve Angeli going to Syracuse. Well, the place he left, Notre Dame, still hasn't named their starter. They have had a couple in-house options. They didn't go to the portal for a quarterback like they did with Riley Leonard. And the year before with Sam Hartman, I guess mid-tier ACC teams ran out of guys they could steal.
Now, yeah, yeah.
Another mid-tier ACC team took their guy.
They're like, damn, we missed out on Thomas Castellanos.
I don't know if you missed out. We'll see if we'll see if Thomas Castellanos can hire, or I guess it's Castellanos.
Castellanos. Yeah, I screwed up because I pronounced it like the baseball player, but yeah, I think it's different.
Thomas Castellanos, his first start as a Florida State Seminole will be against Alabama, a team he has kind of provoked by saying he wasn't worried about him. So we'll see how that's going to
go. I wouldn't be worried either.
At Texas, I wouldn't be worried.
No, they're going to win by 30 no matter what.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Thomas, don't worry about it. No matter what happens, you get your ass kicked.
Don't worry about it.
I don't think that was his approach.
I don't think UTEP is worrying about Texas when they play. We're not worried about it.
Yeah. They're just worried about that check clearing when they're playing each other.
Stay healthy out there.
Yeah. Don't get beat up. Go slow as possible. Throw 3-yard screens to keep the clock from moving, and let's get out of here as healthy as we can be. But Castellanos and Florida State look for a bounce back. He left the Bill O'Brien, didn't fit in the system. Imagine that, a quarterback having an issue with Bill O'Brien. Now he is at Florida State. But for Texas, back to them, their opponent is Ohio State. Julian Sain is the quarterback they're going to have to face. There are no questions about the quarterback at Texas. That's Arch Manning. The hype train has been in full effect since really he stepped on campus. It got louder when he was the heir apparent, inherited the QB1 from Quinn Ewers. We heard earlier this offseason Paul Feinbaum talk about how great Arch Manning would be. Well, let's add another SEC honk to the mix, I guess, now, in Ed Ogeron. Ed Ogeron, he was sitting down, I guess, with the Barstool guys, one faction of the Barstool company. I don't remember who it was. He's sitting down with him, and they ask him about Arch Manning, and then he gets into, you want me to say something? I'm going to say it. Here's Ed Ogeron.
All right, so going into this college football season, if you were coaching a team and I was like, hey, you get any player you want, what quarterback would you want to be coaching?
Arch Manning.
Yeah? He's the real deal?
No doubt.
What makes you say that?
You know, I had an opportunity to go to Texas and speak to the clinic, and speak at their clinic, and I watched practice. Now, we knew Arch Manning as a young kid from Louisiana. He liked Joe Brady. We watched him. But I watched his practice, and I'll say this conservatively, okay? And Garrett, we recruited Garrett. Garrett's a great player. You know, he's got, you know, they got some great quarterback here. But Arch is as close to, or maybe as good as Joe, as I've seen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I've never said that about anybody.
That would be Joe Burrow, by the way.
He's fast. He's athletic. Yep. He seems to be really smart.
Smart.
Tough. I guess we haven't seen him compete against the highest.
That's
so I actually like
the rest
what
of
Sark
it is
did.
The, pardon my take, doing whatever. Ed Orgeron doesn't say much after that. As good as Joe Burrow.
Close to Joe Burrow.
And then he said, maybe as good as Joe Burrow.
Maybe as good. Maybe.
Maybe.
Now, Joe Burrow took 2 years.
Yeah.
If he means year one, Joe
Burrow?
He's better than a good SEC.
So all it's going to take is for Arch to get his head
bell
caved
rung
in by Boise State in the bowl game, and then he'll turn it around. It was exactly. UCF. I was just trying to find the apropos comp there. In a Fiesta Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay. And then he'll turn into Joe Burrow.
It clicks. Like an Accountant 2 where that lady becomes a kung fu master after a head injury?
Sure, and I imagine.
That's what happened to Joe Burrow.
That did happen in the Accountant 2. Yes, I do
remember
that.
Spoiler for Accountant 2.
That actually happened. So does the brutal hit on a guy trying to tackle a defender on a pick six also include two of the best receivers to come out of LSU, or in this case it would be Texas, who turned into all pros?
I'll take it.
I bet you would.
You know what, Simon? Whatever Coach O is selling, I'm buying.
Well, we know they're not going to hire a new OC because that'll be Steve Sark's job.
Yeah.
Because also part of the whole Joe Brady or Joe Burrow experience was the hiring of Joe Brady.
Yeah. Probably helped more than getting demolished on that one play.
Yes. We're joking. But the fact that Jamar Chase and Jordan Jefferson were waiting in the wings. Justin Jefferson, excuse me, not Jordan Jefferson. That would have been less likely receiver
Although,
to do.
He was
things.
Also he was pretty good back in his day.
Pretty good. Stretch.
They went to a title game with him.
That's about that defense in the running game. I remember what Jordan Jefferson looked like
he
playing
was better
quarterback.
Better than the other guy, whatever Chris Lee or whatever that guy's name was.
Close enough, Matt Lee maybe or Matt whatever Lee, it was.
Whatever. Matt or Chris.
Matt Mock, Matt Flynn. There might have been a Lee there. I don't remember. Maybe a Jarrett Lee.
I think it was Jarrett Lee.
Who knows? Either way. LSU's quarterbacks have gotten a lot better since that point, and now Arch Manning is being compared to a guy who had maybe the best quarterback season in all of college
conservatively.
Football history.
Conservatively.
Yeah, he's like, you know what?
I don't want to put too much on him.
I don't want to go out on a limb or anything. But
remember Joe Burrow?
Let me compare him to Joe Burrow, number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, national champion, so on and so forth. So there's another one. And, Sean, would you like to guess where this clip came from? Now, we know it came from, pardon my take, that show. But the clip that it was grabbed, the account was named Arch Highlights.
Good job. Doing your job. Hold on. Let me follow.
I didn't know you existed until now. But now
I was not familiar with your game, Arch Highlights.
So we've got Joe Burrow reincarnated, starting for Texas.
Conservatively.
Yeah. Maybe he's not Joe
Burrow. No disrespect to Garrett Nussmeier, who we did actually recruit.
Yes.
But this guy's way better.
Garrett, you heard him. Garrett's great too. But he ain't Arch. I do want to point out, particularly because this guy's on my screen right now, that Ed Orgeron has spent time around the Miami program. He and Mario Cristobal have a relationship. He watched Miami practice last year. They just happened to have the number one overall pick on their roster. Had a great season. I think he at this point now is the guy who's thrown the most touchdowns in history in college football. At least in D1, I think.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I remember this because he stopped playing football against Iowa State after he set the mark. I don't remember exactly what the mark is.
Yeah,
but
there's
I know
some record that
yeah,
he broke.
Some record that he broke, and then he decided, I don't want to play football here anymore. It's time for me to go to the pros.
Later.
So he watched
Pop-Tart.
He watched Cam Ward play and still believes that Arch is the closest thing to Joe Burrow in the last, I guess now, 6 years or so.
Conservatively. Says that conservative.
He doesn't want to be crazy about it.
Let's not go nuts, people.
So if you guys
know maybe the greatest quarterback of all time, greatest college quarterback of all time.
But I'm going to make that comp. And was it Feinbaum who said Arch had the chance to be the best quarterback, college quarterback since Tim Tebow?
Yes.
Was that his quote? Something, yes. Something so, like that?
That's crazy.
But what?
He's being more conservative. He's only going to 2019, not 2010.
But also in that quote, you just talked about how Joe Burrow was one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarter, at least college season of all time.
Cam Newton also, probably better.
He's there. Well, tell it to Feinbaum, because he and Cam have problems now, too.
I will. Next time I see him.
He's like, part of the ESPN.
Sir, I appreciate what you're doing about
Arch Manning.
He's part
of the ESPN family. I'm sure you can get a hold of him. But Arch is better than Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Arch is better than Joe.
Conservatively.
No, for Paul Feinbaum.
Oh, for Paul Feinbaum.
Joe Burrow, he's better than Joe.
Yeah, not conservative.
And Ed Ogeron thinks he's
conservative.
At least as good as Joe. Oh, boy. If Arch goes like 14-23 and in that first game, you know, they just play it off. It's like, yeah, his first start against a big-time team.
Hey, he'll know what there. I'm worried about, Dell? Know what stat I'm worried about?
Yeah.
Wins.
You know, Joe Burrow got
1-0,
you know,
baby.
You should take heart or maybe take this into account. Joe Burrow, who Arch is as good as,
conservative.
In his second year, who did he start a season against? Or was it the second game of the year?
Texas. He played against Texas in week 2.
And how good did he look?
He looked pretty effing amazing.
So is Arch going to be able to do that? Now, Joe had a full year.
Yeah, full year and a game against, I'm sure they played like Southern or someone.
Something like that to get them ready. Do we expect a Joe Burrow type performance on the road?
In week 2, yes.
But not, well, maybe, because whoever they're playing, it'll be much less comp than Ohio State.
Tom Herman, Texas was a little bit worse than Ohio State.
That's true.
A little bit worse.
That's true, but I'm being told that I have the greatest quarterback since Joe Burrow out there.
Back when Texas actually beat Georgia in the Tom Herman days, that one time.
Either way, I expect great things from Arch because I've been told to expect great things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't do the great things I've been told about, I'm going to enjoy all those people being wrong. I'm not going to root. I'm not rooting against Arch. To
Thank
be clear,
I appreciate that.
It's not about you. I'm rooting against all those guys for their hyperbole. That's all. I hope Arch is good. It's fun if Arch Manning is good. But the greatest quarterback since Joe Burrow. If you don't get the F out of my face with this, come on.
It's
man.
Funny because
come
he
on,
could,
can he just could, can he just play a real D1 team first? Can we get that?
Mississippi State.
I said a real D1 team.
Oh, all of a sudden, SEC is not real. I have a documentary for you to watch.
Doesn't matter. Starkville, cut it out. Not real. Not this version.
It was
of,
in Austin.
Not, I'm talking about where they're located, not where the game was. Mississippi State, not real right now. They have been at points,
yeah,
but not right now.
To like Dak Prescott, baby.
I mean, go back even further SEC. With James Johnson, the great running back out of Mississippi State. They've had some fun teams, but they're not fun right now. So when he sees a real team and plays well, then we can have a real conversation. Up until this point, it's always this. If his name was Arch Miller, first of all, there's already an Arch Miller, Archie.
Oh, yeah.
But if his name
was brother's the coach of Texas.
If his name was Arch Miller, this conversation isn't had. So cut it out. Let's see him. I want to see him.
Yeah. If his name was Arch Miller, they'd be like, he's only the best quarterback since, I don't know, whatever.
Sam Ellinger?
Yeah. The best Texas quarterback since Sam Ellinger. Who's the best Texas quarterback since Colt McCoy?
If you say so. There has been a
Quinn
long run.
Had it. It was looking good there for a second.
There has been a long run of mediocrity at quarterback for Texas. Maybe Arch takes it to another level, but I just would like to see it first. That's all.
Yeah. Give me Ellinger plus.
That's pretty good. That would be good enough considering the rest of the roster.
Ellinger plus wins you the Ohio State Dream Monster.
Well, we can all hope and dream.
I can, at least.
I can.
I hope Coach O's right. Love Coach O. Shout out to you, Coach O. He's also pretty much just gassing up Sark's team, and they coach together at USC.
Yeah, there is a connection there.
I think that's part of it.
We'll find out pretty quickly. We're less than 2 weeks away from the biggest matchup.
We're 11 days away because there's countdown on every Texas football account. And yesterday was Colt McCoy days away, so now we're 11.
I would say you guys are better than that, but I know you're not. So
no, absolutely not.
We will
are
go
you
to
kidding me?
We will go to break with that. Arch is expected to do great things. That's no shock.
Yeah.
But now the comps to the best players to ever do it are a little much.
So he'll obviously be better than Cam Newton. That's what we've established.
If we go by the transitive property, yes.
Like no one's saying that Cam Newton will be better than or is better than Arch Manning.
I'm
just
saying,
so we're all on the same
page. I'm saying it right now. Cam Newton will
on
be
an
better.
Island out there.
Once
okay.
Arch Manning finishes his career, no one will be saying he's better than Cam Newton on the college level. No one.
All right, we'll see.
No
we'll
one.
See. You're saying a lot of crazy stuff.
I'll say this right now. Arch Manning won't have a better career than Ken Dorsey did.
Ken Dorsey went to 2-1-1, right? BCS title game?
Correct.
Yeah. That'd be tough. With the expanded playoff, you just have to win so many more games against...
It would be tough because Arch...
Put him in the Big East, see how he does.
I don't remember that Miami team running from anyone. They seemed to play a lot of big games back then and win them all for the most part, except for that one. We'll go to break with that.
Yeah.
Arch Manning, great. We'll find out how great he is in, as Sean told you, 11 days.
Tell the DBs not to push off, huh? I'm gonna be grabbing guys.
Okay. You're not going to trigger me.
Great call.
You're not going to trigger me.
Take as much time as you need, ref. Great call.
Look, it's been nearly a quarter of a century. You're not going to trigger me. I've already exercised those demons. I've dealt with Shannon, Diaz, Cristobal. I won't blame Mark Richt so much. Best year in Miami history. Best year in the last 20 years until last year.
Coker.
So Mark Richt, you get none of my slander.
You're good.
The rest of those,
you're good, Mark
the rest of those guys, Cristobal included, slander away. All right, we'll go to break. We'll hear about Shohei Ohtani. He got slandered a little bit on national television thanks to a young Australian girl who did not like the interaction she had with him. Not been a great run for Ohtani recently. The Dodgers are struggling a little bit. You know, he's still a great player. But the PR hits keep coming. And now, this is what happens when you don't sign an autograph. You get put on Front Street, as they would say, by an Australian girl with a great accent. We'll hear from her when we come back. But first, I want to tell you about Monument Chevrolet. Arch may be great, but you know what's better? The people over at Monument Chevrolet. They're great people, and they'll get you into a great car that you're going to love. They won't disappoint you like a certain quarterback against Ohio State in a couple Saturdays away. They will get you into the best car possible, and it'll be the car that you want. They're not going to try to trick you into getting a car that they want to put you in. You check out the inventory at monumentchevrolet.com, and once you see that car that you love, point that car out on the lot, and a great salesperson will put you in it. Maybe you want the Chevy Silverado 1500. That's the car of the week. 0% financing for 36 months on the great Chevy Silverados. That's on top of their pre-Labor Day employee pricing. It's really your excuse to finally upgrade to the truck you deserve, if that's the car you want. So if the Silverado 1500 is the truck that you want, cool, that's there for you. But if you want like a Blazer or Trax or one of their EV vehicles, those are there for you too. Check out that entire inventory at MindMitchChevrolet.com and then head on out there. They're in Pasadena off of Beltway 8 and 225. Great cars, great people, been in business for over 50 years. That means they've been selling great cars to great people in the community for 5 decades plus. Take advantage of what they have to offer. Go to Monument Chevrolet. And as always, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
So we talked about Notre Dame not announcing their quarterback. That decision came down less than 5 minutes ago. CJ Carr, the grandson of former Michigan head coach Lloyd Carr, will be the quarterback at Notre Dame. He's a redshirt freshman. So his first start will be in a hostile environment, another top 10 matchup, one of a couple of them that first weekend of the wide ranging games. Like week zero, you'll have like five games, one top 25 matchup in the games in Ireland. Week one, everyone's in action for the most part, and it'll be Notre Dame down in South Florida playing Miami in a top 10 matchup, and CJ Carr will get his first start on Sunday night in South Florida. So,
a lot of great history for Notre Dame in Miami.
Until last year when they beat Penn State, it had been a bleak experience for Notre Dame, whether they're playing Miami or Alabama.
Orange Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, it had not been great for them down there. Think they even have a loss to Colorado down there back in either the late 80s or 90s in an Orange Bowl where they could have won a national title. So it's been a rough go for the Irish when they go down there. They will get an opportunity to at least, it wouldn't be evening the slate, but at least get one in their favor
going down there. Get their lick back from the Mark Richt game in 2017.
Yeah, where no one who was a part of that game, coaching staff or otherwise, is
get
still around.
Get their lick back, though.
ADs have changed since that point, too. But there it is. Notre Dame announced their starter, CJ Carr. We talk about Arch Manning's name. There's another big name who will be starting for one of the glamour teams in all of college football. All right, let's hear from this young woman. She's been being interviewed, and she was asked about just interactions with star players, and she has something in her back pocket for Shohei Ohtani that the interviewer didn't expect. You won't be able to see clearly, but her facial expressions, the interviewers were like, oh, I can't believe this is happening. Here is this young woman talking about meeting Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani was still in Angels, and during that time, Kikuchi from Toronto Blue Jays was pitching, and then Ohtani was running, and then he hit a home run into an area where the fans couldn't go, and then this guy got the ball and gave it to my brother. So the next day, we went to the VIP box at the front, and I asked for his signature, but all he gave me was a side eye and, like, not a nice glance. So after that, like, I've never liked him ever since. He's not really humble, so yeah.
That is young Monica Arcuri, A-R-C-U-R-I. She's from Brisbane in Australia. That's where the accent comes from. And, you know, her brother wanted to sign baseball. Shohei was like, nah, I'm good. Even mentioned the side eye. I saw something where a young kid was asked about Juan Soto and whether he was his favorite player. And the kid was like, nah, he's overrated. On TV. These aren't even like Gen Zers, right? These are younger than Gen Zers.
I don't know. They're like 11.
If they're Little League high school, or excuse me, Little League World Series age.
Yeah. And she, like sixth graders.
Yeah. So I think they fall under the Gen Z. I don't know the exact ages. But this was part of Sunday Night Baseball's KidCast. You know, they played their Little League, I don't know if they call it a classic, but their little league game.
They play a game in Williamsport.
Yeah, and so it was Mets and Mariners. And, of course, thanks Mets for taking care of the Mariners during that game. Appreciate it.
For the kids.
Well, we got this. Sure.
And for the Astros.
And then we got this golden interview from young Monica where she goes, since you're asking me, you're giving me the opportunity, let me talk about how what a crap individual Shohei Ohtani is. She plays for the Australian.
I hate the way he walks, the way he talks. I hate the way they dress him.
Yeah, and that side eye I didn't like either. He's not humble. Speaking of Kendrick Lamar, she plays for the Little League team from Australia who was representing the continent in the World Series, or the I guess maybe Oceania, maybe the region. But, yeah, I appreciate it. I just don't think that would have happened 15 years ago?
No. These kids,
they're different.
They're just like, you know who's trash? I mean, they're not just children of the internet. They're children of like the 2020s internet where it's just like,
because normally you would think a kid of that age would be a little shy on television. Not her. She had thoughts.
I've been on Instagram Live before. This is the same thing.
They've grown up their entire lives when they could understand things. With either a phone or watching people on video, they've become accustomed to being in front of a camera just because they're in front of a camera all the time with their own cameras, with their friends, whatever. And she was like, I got time today.
All right.
I'm going to air Shohei out.
Yeah, I got an Ohtani story. You want to hear it? Want to hear it, kids?
You want to hear me talk about one of the stars of Major League Baseball? And this whole
just
thing
hit him up, starts playing.
Yeah, this whole thing is supposed to be, hey, we want to bring more kids in. This is supposed to be us. Hey, look, kids, baseball's cool.
It's always about like, hey, which MLB player do you love the most? Who's your favorite MLB player? Who do you like, you know, watching? Who do you monitor your game after? This one, it's too open-ended. That's the thing. She was just like, so what's the deal with Ohtani? Oh, I got something for Ohtani. I like that. This is way better than just like, I really love Mr. Aaron Judge. I really love you. Mr. Juan Soto, I look up to you, sir. This is like, man, stop striking out, huh? How about that? So, you get paid a lot of money.
I mentioned the kid who didn't care about Juan Soto. So part of the MLB Little League Classic, like that was, they were asking kids. And one of the kids for the Australian team, not Monica, a different kid was like, yeah, I like Juan Soto. I want to meet him. And the kid from Team Canada was like, eh, he's overrated. He's all right.
Yeah, Team Canada getting in the mix.
So Australia and Canada have both members of the team who are willing.
Trash.
I mean, shout out to those kids. So I don't know if that young lady is now a Nationals fan, but she'd be welcome here.
Hey, what do you think of Juan Soto?
Trash.
How trash?
Beyond trash.
There it is. So that was young. I'm gonna go Misha Lee, who said that about Juan Soto. Overrated. He's kind of overrated.
I think if you keep asking, like if you ask enough kids, you'll get them to call a player a bum, right? You'll get them to.
If that's the word they use, whatever the equivalent is, yeah, I think so. Washed.
Oh yeah, that. Yeah.
If they ask him about an older player, yeah. Or maybe not. It could be
one of the
player.
Pitchers. You're like, hey, what do you think of Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw and Justin Verlander? Washed. Those guys suck. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I didn't
give me Arrighetti.
I didn't know I should have watched this because I wasn't going to watch it live. Mariners, Mets, nah, I don't care. But apparently I should have because this is what the kids are doing. The kids are all right, Sean. They would fit in on this show.
Oh, yeah. Get him to ask him about Drew Aller.
some kid from the Ohio team has thoughts. They had like seven downs inside the 5-yard line. Couldn't score. Aller, trash. Didn't trust Aller to make a play. Trash. I saw that throw against Notre Dame. Bum. Welcome. Welcome, Monica. Welcome, Misha. You belong on this show.
I like that the 11-year-olds are the ones that are like, bums. And Coach O is like, Arch Manning is going to be better than Joe Burrow.
We're talking about a guy who should at least have a little bit of decorum. Just relax a little bit.
He has a personal relationship with Joe Burrow.
He saw him change his life. Like he was on the verge
multi-millionaire
of
now.
Getting dumped by LSU. Joe Burrow turns him into a guy who, well, he probably didn't have to work again anyway, but
yeah.
Generational wealth. They gave him a contract and everything. And he's willing to comp Joe Burrow to Arch Manning. Meanwhile, the kids, Juan Soto, all that. Man, whatever. Oh, the Soto shuffle. F off.
Get back in the box, dude.
Exactly. What are we, dancing or playing baseball? All right, we got one more segment to go. Hopefully your kids are as entertaining as those kids are. Just put a camera on them. Probably don't. Man, you know what? Some of these kids are good in front of the camera. Others have proven to be disasters. But there it is. That was our takeaway from the Little League Baseball Classic. The game, the kids, thumbs up. All right, one more segment to go here before we wrap it up. We take you to noon. We will be back.
ESPN 97.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
So Nick Caley has announced today he will call plays from the sideline. if your preference was you wanted your OC up in a box. It's not going to happen. They tried both this preseason. He's decided, and he said it right after practice today, that he's going to call plays from the sideline. So that has been settled. Tonight we've got Brown versus Scooble. The Astros try to score a run. That would help the cause. Brown has been, in some cases, the victim of lack of run support. He's going against one of the best pitchers in baseball. At one point, those two were going back and forth to see who would win the Cy Young. Hunter Brown's had some iffy outings. So, don't know that he is one of the leads to get that award, but he's got a chance to help the Astros respond from what was an awful night last night, or Arrigetti got out of trouble early, and then it turned into a disaster. Wound up with Chaz McCormick pitching again for the third time in six games.
And I think he has to rest his arm today, right? He can't pitch 3 days in a row.
You know what I said early on? I'm kind of sick of the Chaz jokes. I'm not going after you, but that's my point. Like, we have to make jokes about Chaz and resting his arm. That's how bad it's been. I don't want to do that anymore.
Do teams have, like, a designated position player?
Well, it
pitcher.
Was Cooper Hummel until they DFA'd him. So maybe it would have been Hummel if he was still on the roster. Maybe that was their guy. I'm sure they do. Some guy who's done it before who doesn't mind doing it. Because that's part of the thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm sure part of it is like, I'm not doing that. Carlos Correa is like, I'm not going out there.
Yeah.
Kidding
me? Chaz is a guy who doesn't mind it. So he goes out there because, you know, you could get shelled. You could be out there. And even though you're a position player, it is a little tough. You got a little pride. You're not supposed to get these guys out, but if you're out there and you don't get any outs and it's now you've given up five runs, that sucks. You don't want to be that guy, so you got to have a guy who's willing to do it, and now it's Chaz's turn. And credit to Chaz for the last couple of outings, but I don't want to see it anymore. I'm done here. I'm done with this. Let's get back to not having position players make appearances where you can rightfully make the joke, does he need a little rest?
All nine innings from pitchers tonight.
That doesn't guarantee a win, but it also doesn't guarantee a blowout. I mean, it does guarantee a non-blowout. Maybe.
It helps. It helps guarantee
a
non-blowout.
Because if it's a position player, then you can pretty much guarantee things have gone terribly wrong. Like, you can get blown out if your pitchers pitch all nine. And, in fact, they'd only have to pitch eight if it is a blowout.
That is true.
So, pitching all nine.
I was thinking all nine because I also would like a win.
So, understood. So, pitching all nine would mean definitely not getting blown out, and that's what we're looking for. All right, Astros, Tigers tonight. With Scooble on the mound, I don't feel great, but at least Hunter Brown is out there, which makes me feel slightly better.
This really puts to test the whole the Astros stink against guys with 7 ERAs. See Friday's game.
Uh-huh.
But they're really good against the elite pitchers in the game. See their game against Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, after the first turn through the lineup, they turned it around.
This is another opportunity to be Cy Young contending merchants, where you can only get it done against the best of the best.
Now, game's at 5:40 on TBS, so it's an earlier start.
So it's on TBS, wow.
Yeah, so I guess no Space City Home Network, so you have to watch the national broadcast. Just to let you know, if you're looking for the game, it's earlier than normal, and it will go to the TBS crew. So let's hope. It's better that the 10-0 game happened yesterday, if you care about national embarrassment. It's not great for the Space City Home Network guys and lady with Julia Morales, but if we're talking about embarrassing things, let's have it happen on a day where
– in-house.
Where we can just keep it as a local embarrassment as opposed to a national one. Because there's no baseball tonight anymore.
No.
So you can't have Carl
Rasmus. It doesn't get tweeted out, or if there's not a viral highlight, people don't know what happens
in
baseball.
Nothing nuts happened in the game where people could pay attention to it. So it wasn't a glamour matchup going in. You got one tonight. Let's hope for the best. Astros, Tigers, let's get back on track. Let's have the bats be. Can we get a run? Maybe three or four to win the game.
Give me three.
Three gives us a real shot to win with Hunter Brown out there. We'll see how they get to Brian Abreu. That's another question. They have to get there, but the three runs would help. All right, we're done for the day. Paul Gallant's up next. since we're done for the day, what does that mean, Sean?
Do you want my dead mom's clothes?
I feel like that when the Astros play sometimes. I feel like crying. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.